Real-Time News Production Fellowship. Visit our website for democracynow.org. For more information, you have to apply immediately. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gadis, Diener, Sam Malkoff, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, Andre Lewis. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report.
Recycling is a crucial way to reduce our environmental impact. But did you know that even if we were to recycle all that we could, our amount of solid waste generated would keep growing? Please do your part to help Stony Brook University win RecycleMania's waste minimization category by reducing, reusing, and rethinking the way we use and value resources to create a more sustainable planet. This message was brought to you by the Department of Recycling and Resource Management.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk in private. Okay, now that we're alone, what's with your friend's driving? Is he always this reckless? You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. Driver, just so you know, we're totally not talking about you. He suspects nothing.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and SpeakUpOrElse.com.
You are less likely to let the influence of alcohol lead to unsafe sex when you carry a condom. One third of condom buyers are women. Join them. Don't rely on the guy. You be the influence. Buy, carry, demand condoms. Go to youbetheinfluence.org. A project of the American Sexual Health Association.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 6 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and that means, if it's a Tuesday, that it's time for Off the Wall. Unfortunately, it's not time for the CD player to work. Hold on. Kyle, fill some time here while I figure.
Don't look at me.
Okay, I know it's not your fault.
It wasn't me. I didn't even look at the CD player.
So many buttons here. I got it now. I figured it out. Okay, it's now 6:01. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook, and that means it's time. It's definitely time for Off the Wall. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work.
We'll be right back.
a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening, joined tonight by Kyle.
I am joining you.
Yeah, and boy, this is going to be it's going to be chaotic tonight. It's going to be a little sloppy.
A lot of new things.
A little messy. Yeah, because we are sort of in a transitional period in many, many ways. But at the radio station in particular, we are transitioning into a brand new studio that we're still building. In fact, we're in a temporary studio right now that's part of that big facility. I got to say, I am so impressed because this temporary facility we're in right now is so much better than the permanent facility we were in before, where almost nothing worked. Here, things actually work. And tonight we're going to be testing some new things and hopefully getting back some of the normalcy that we had given up when we moved, such as being able to take phone calls and things like that. So there's more to learn. There are more pieces of equipment to play with. We're going to be experimenting with delay tonight for the first time in the new facility. We are in what's known as control room number 3. When you're building things, it's not always sequential. 1, 2, 3, it doesn't always work that way. In this particular case, it's going 3, 4, 1, 2, which means control room 3 is finished first. Control room 4 will be finished second. That's a production studio. Then control room number 1, which is our permanent home, will be done. And control room 2, which is the production facility. It's incredible watching it all come together.
It is. And it's happening very quickly. And it's like we get from one milestone to the next, trading old puzzles and challenges for new ones, but also enhancing the features of this community radio station on the wonderful Stony Brook campus. So all exciting things, and there's much more long term, but just these initial infrastructure things are so critical, because for all the days in the future, we will be relying on all of these things, like phones or delay or any of that, all of it.
It's inspirational because, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we weren't sure what was going to be happening to us. And with the support of the university and the students here and the many, many volunteers, we are making the impossible happen. And I'm just so thrilled and honored to be a part of that. But, you know, what's amazing, you mentioned that this is happening very quickly. It is happening very quickly. But, you know, in the professional world, they would expect this to be done much more quickly, you know, in a week or two, because they have all these high paid professionals that will do the work on a contract basis. Here we have volunteers just as skilled, every bit as skilled, but so much more dedicated, because they spend hours and hours and hours. We have people who are in rooms right now making wires, and they refuse to leave until they're finished.
Working their fingers to the bone.
It's almost become uncomfortable because, you know, we want them to go out and live life, but they want to finish the task that they've tasked themselves with. We're not forcing them. We're not saying you can't go outside until you finish wiring up this board. No, we're not doing that. We've learned a lot of things over the years, and you can't do that.
And another specific attribute of the move was that it was abrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, towards the end there, it got a little hairy, some timelines.
Right?
Some...
That guy saying, get out? Remember that?
We want to put up fence, the
Who
wrecking ball
that?
Being dropped
they
off.
They have a wrecking ball, a real wrecking ball. Hey, you want to meet the wrecking ball, they said to us? I didn't want to meet the wrecking
it
ball.
It was something that begot a bit of time for, I think, everyone here to take a deep breath, mm-hmm. let the dust settle, let the boxes just stay put for a second. But I think there's a good spirit, especially around these spring-ish fundraising time periods. You have to know that in addition to that, we're doing all of those things we've been talking about to bring about this new and exciting chapter for WUSB, with all the media and all the old archives and of course new facilities, and that means more shows and new programming and interesting takes on things that are a part of the station's history will come about, and that's really, really crucial. So with that in mind,
yes. We are asking you, the listener, to step up and help out as well, because this is our first fundraiser since we've completed the move, and we're still heavily involved in the construction. But as we mentioned, this is all volunteer effort. People are working their asses off, literally. I mean that literally, and getting nothing in return except the satisfaction of a job well done. But we still need to get more equipment. We need to maintain things that we have. We don't want to fall into what we were in before, where things were neglected and underfunded. So we want to start off on a strong footing. And so this is our first night of the fundraiser on Off the Wall. We've been going for a few days here at the radio station. But what we're asking for tonight is for people to call up and pledge whatever they can afford and get the premium of their choice, if they choose to have a premium, as a thank you gift.
Any amount, really, folks. Any. We're talking $5, $10. Maybe you can pool some coffee money, sacrifice a day a week, give to our station. But we're also welcoming all levels of pledges.
Yes. Yes, we are. Now, I want to test something first, because we have a couple of different phone lines.
Okay.
In fact, we have a new phone instrument that's been installed here. I'm not sure if I can bring this up. I'm gonna press this button and bring it up on the air, hopefully. I pressed the button and nothing happened.
You told me that I could help somehow.
Yeah, you can help. I wish I had time to... let's try this one. No, that doesn't work either. Okay. You know what? I don't think I can pick it up. I think I have to have somebody call in. How about you call me?
I admire your spirit.
Yeah.
Your heart's in the right place.
You call me on that phone number. We're going to give out the number for people to call in just a moment. We haven't forgotten that, but we have to test
this
first.
Should I mute this?
Okay. So that's ringing now. I'm going to pick that up.
It's muted.
Okay. And let's see. Why don't you talk into your phone? Okay. That's not really talking. It sounded silly. And I don't hear you.
Hello?
Oh, wait, because I don't have this there. Okay, hold on. Let's try it now. Say something.
Hello?
No, you're still not coming up. Like I said, folks, this is going to sound a little sloppy here. Oh, because I have to hit the on-air button. Okay, I'm learning. See, we have only one studio. This is our practice session. We can't practice because somebody else is in the studio before us. Okay, so now I'm going to hit the button and put you on air. Now talk.
Hello, yeah.
No, you're still not coming up. Why is that? I hear phone line. Are you sure your mute is not on your phone?
Hello.
Okay, I think you fixed it there. What?
Yeah, Mario. Sorry about that. I had the phone muted, but long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say, WSB Stony Brook, they play the hits, man.
Okay.
Best station on Long Island.
All right, I'm going to put an end to this now. I'm going to hit the drop button, and that drops you, and you're done. Wow. You pegged the meter so much that the one over there won't come back down. Oh, my God.
Just flick it a little.
Okay.
There you go.
You have to tap it. It's like China Syndrome, where you tap the VU meter. Well, it's not a VU meter there, but it goes
The guy
down.
Keeps tapping. That's a great device theme, in that movie.
Isn't
I know
it?
Exactly what you're talking about.
Because they thought the levels were safe, and then they tapped it. It's like, oh, my God, it's meltdown in progress.
Well, then he kept tapping it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came back recurring. No, I cut my hand on the phone.
You cut your hand
no,
on the
cupped
phone?
Cupped my hand.
Oh, you cupped your hand.
So that because
you've
would...
injured yourself in weird ways.
Well, I'm on the mend.
All right, all right.
And mending. But no, I cut my hand so that you could hear extra clear what it is that I had to say. So did I help?
Well, yeah, in a way you did, because we were able to hear you. For the first time, we were able to take a phone call on the air. It wasn't the best phone call of all time, but we were able to test it.
It was my fault.
I did have
it muted.
Well, I learned how to use the board. In fact, let's call back again. Let's make it a little bit smoother.
Okay.
I'll pick up right away. I'm curious if I can just hit the on-air button when the phone is ringing and not have to answer and then hit the on-air button. I'm sorry, folks, if we're saying all this technical jargon.
So I'm going to mute it again and then unmute it when you want me to talk.
Okay, and the phone line is ringing, but I'm going to hit the on-air button and see if that takes you directly to on-air. It does, and you are on the air now. Can you please speak into the phone?
Hello there, this is Kyle.
And you know what? I hit the wrong button again because I took us out of program. Sorry, speak now?
Hello there. My name is Kyle.
Okay,
I'm
going to hang up on you now. Okay, I've hung up on you, Kyle, because I have to practice how to hang up on people, too. That's an important part of taking phone calls. No, we don't do that.
You can't do that to me in the studio.
I can't do it to you, but...
Fortunately.
Yeah. All right, so now I think we've got the phone system mastered, so now people will be able to call us, but we still have to master delay. And that's going to be our next task. But before we do that, I want to give out the phone number for our pledge room. I was going to call the pledge room on the air, but I don't think I can make outgoing calls. Actually, I can make outgoing calls if I pick up the receiver and have you talk while I make the phone call. Would you please fill some time?
Oh, wait, did you say that last part?
Just fill some time while I make a phone call on this instrument now. I'm going to call... the pledge people in the other room, and we're going to put one of them on the air, hopefully, and I'll do an interview of an outgoing phone call. Then I'll know how to do that.
I always have so much to say when I'm not filling, and then when I get tasked with filling, I don't have as much to say. Anyway, what is my personal agenda here now that I have all this freedom and power? Gosh, I wish I was prepared. So you are listening to Off the Wall, and in a very short time, we're going to be taking phone calls.
I don't know how to make a phone call on this thing. I dialed all the numbers.
This is outbound, and you're testing with delay? No.
No, I just dialed a number, and nothing's happening. We're going to have to keep
going. We're trying to get basically the ringing of a phone as though we were making a call on this very entertaining program, and you would be able to join in. You'd be able to hear what was going on the call. In other words, the other person on the other end, and of course our voice either through the line or mixed through. So this is new, and with any luck, we'll figure it out. But... it's different. It's a little bit different.
I've tried dialing 10 digits. I've tried dialing 7 digits. I've tried dialing 4 digits. And I've tried dialing 5 digits, all of which are possible ways of making phone calls. I've even tried dialing 9, and I can't make a phone call on this. So that's something I still have to learn.
Interesting. Is there any instruction? Did someone leave any guidelines here?
Of course there's no instructions. But
yeah, you're right.
But now I think the phone is ringing.
That's dangerous.
We didn't ask for a phone call, so I'm not going to pick that up, unless that's my phone call coming back to me. All right. It's probably the pledge line calling us to tell us that we're idiots.
Should we give that number out then?
We're going to give the pledge line out so that people can call in. And here's what we're doing tonight,
pledge
folks.
Line.
For every call that comes in, no matter what you pledge, well, up to a certain amount, we are going to match it. We here at Off the Wall are going to match it up to $500. So that means if people call in and pledge $500, up to $500, that means the radio station gets $1,000. Think about that. And we spend $500 of our own money.
And that's any number of people. So if it's a bunch of people that add up to $500 or one or two people that can combine to create that amount, when we reach that, we will contribute an equal amount.
And if you pledge $20, the station gets $40.
You double the amount. Up to and including.
Yeah.
Got it.
The number to call, please, people, call, because we really need to get some funds coming in so we can continue the move to our new facility and building up the new studio so things work great. 631-632-6901. That is the only number to call. Any other number goes someplace else. So 631-632-6901. And the person who picks up the phone will be able to tell you what you can get for whatever amount you want to pledge. The important thing is, though, when you pledge, you're pledging for the radio station. You're getting 90.1 and 107.3 FM to continue going over the air, and WUSB.FM to continue broadcasting to the world with all kinds of alternative news and music, sports and alternative opinions and all kinds of neat things. this is a magical place. It has been a magical place since it first went on the air, FM, 1977. Before that, as an AM carrier current station. And we've learned so much about all that. When we were moving out of the old place, we actually literally tore down the walls and found some time capsules that were hidden from 1970, back when the station was only on 820 AM and broadcast to a few buildings on campus. That's the kind of history behind this place. And we have just as bright a future as we have a past. But it's up to you to keep us going. And if it's meant anything to you over the years, please give us a call at 631-632-6901 and pledge whatever you can afford. We have WUSB t-shirts. We have WUSB sweatshirts. And we have a list of things
there. No, the memo was just handed to me by our wonderful volunteers here. They wanted me to remind our listeners about the WUSB pledge level, which is a great, great value, $90.10. You receive a sweatshirt and or t-shirt. I'm sorry. You get one or the other, the sweatshirt or the t-shirt, some kind of apparel for your upper torso, and a hat. That's something that goes on your head, or mug and a CD. It's a little complicated. It's kind of a word problem
here.
You
can get all of these.
And I'm told that this shirt or t-shirt is the special 40th anniversary edition. There is also rumors of a 40th anniversary denim tote bag.
Now, I forgot to mention that. We're 40 years old this year.
Well, and that's why I brought this up, because this tote bag, these shirts, they are branded with this incredible milestone, which we haven't mentioned anything about. It's kind of interesting. The station, it's true, is coming up on the 40th anniversary. If not, it hasn't passed yet, has it, E?
No, June 27th.
It's this spring.
June 27th, okay. 1977 is when we went on the air. The fact that everybody at the station knows that date underlines the significance of it, the importance of it. 631-632-6901 is our phone. I see our on-air line is ringing like crazy, but even though we haven't given out that number. So now I'm wondering if you're calling up and the phone is still ringing, it's possible that it might have tripped over to that line, in which case we ask you to hang up and please call again. Because the pledge line can no longer get your phone call. 631-632-6901 is the number to call. And once we move into delay, which we're going to be doing next, we'll be able to take these phone calls that are coming in here, whether they call the on-air line or not. We haven't even given out the on-air line number yet. So I see two phone calls ringing there, and I don't know if they tripped over from the pledge line. They might have.
It's a mystery.
So if the phone is ringing, folks, if you're calling us and the phone is ringing and no one's picking up and you called the pledge line, I think it bounced over to us and we can't get it. So that's another thing we have to fix. This is how we learn. I also discovered that we have this huge monitor for the computer here, and that monitor was blocking the instructions to how to use the phone.
Which phone, though?
The phone right here.
I saw the bottom part of that piece of paper, but you know what I assumed is it was the other phones, the ones that were not the on-air system. But is that for the on-air system?
It tells you how to make a phone call.
And the
way to make a phone call is the one way I did not try to do. You have to dial 9 plus 1. I didn't dial a 1. And you have to... The monitor is really blocking the... I have to move my head over there. 9-digit phone... Oh, there we go. Okay. For outgoing calls, you must dial a 9 followed by a 1 and a 9-digit phone number. What 9-digit phone number? Phone numbers are 7 digits, 3 digits for the area code. And thank you, people, for hanging up. I see those two phone calls are gone now. 631-632-6901. Remember, matching fund from off the wall... call 631-632-6901. Pledge whatever you can afford, and we will match it up to $500.
And continue to broadcast this lovely community radio program show.
So wait, if I
for your listening pleasure.
They must mean 10-digit number. Dial 1 plus a 10-digit number. But the thing is, when you dial 9, you don't hear another dial tone. So that's why I thought 9 wasn't working.
Wait, is that hand type? Is that doesn't look like an official instruction. So somebody made a typo.
Okay, we have two phone calls. Can you go into the pledge room, wherever that is? We don't even know where that is. And find out if phone calls are going in there. And if there are too many phone calls, if they're bouncing in here. And please come back and tell me so that I know what's going on. It's confusing. It's different. We're learning. It's a brand new studio and a new configuration. 631-632-6901 is the pledge line, and it's what keeps us going here at WUSB. Your pledge is our life's blood. It really is. There are other ways that we remain on the air. We have a budget from the university. And we have underwriting in some cases, but your phone calls, your pledges make the difference so that we're able to do the kinds of things we're doing now. Okay, wow, you've returned from
I don't know if I have any information that's useful.
Well, what's going on in there?
He just got a call when I asked.
You see, the phone's
ringing.
And I see
there's one less there,
right.
But he said just the phone number, and that was it.
What do you mean he said just the phone number?
He just said, oh, yeah, it's the number we've been giving out, 6901, I think. He seemed to not know that there were two calls being sent
there's
to our...
There's now two calls in here. Can you do me a favor? Use
what
your
exactly...
phone. Use your phone and call the pledge line, and let's see if that bounces over here. How about that?
Okay.
631-632-6901. You know, this is a configuration issue that we have to figure out, obviously, and the only way to figure it out is to test it, and this is kind of what we're doing this
hour.
Well,
he very well may be on the phone now, so it's
if he's on the phone now, if you get Finn, who's in the pledge room, then tell him that we're going to call back again and see what happens when he doesn't answer. Yeah, and Kyle now is dialing his phone, and hopefully that will go through. And are you listening, or tell us what's happening. Give us a play-by-play. Is it ringing?
I'm waiting.
Okay, the phone here started ringing, so I don't know if that's you.
It says it's busy.
It's busy? The phone is busy. Really? That's interesting. Okay. Why would it be busy unless we busied out all the lines? I don't think we did that. Can you try it one more time? 631-632-6901. And, wow. Okay, this is, I see a phone is ringing here as well, but that's not you because you haven't finished dialing yet.
It's busy.
Okay, so we know now that folks are trying to get through and failing, and we apologize for that. And they're probably calling the on-air line to tell us that. I don't know why only he's on the phone now. Only one line can get through at once.
It seems to be that's what's going on
okay.
here.
All right.
I can run back in there, but he was on the phone.
Can
he's
you run back
busy.
In there and just let him know that at
okay.
least?
Yeah, I'll say that.
And see what's gather more intelligence. I told you it was going to be a sloppy show. I told you it was going to be messy, and that's exactly what it is. As we learn our equipment here at the radio station, but where else would you hear this kind of chaos over the radio? Certainly not on an NPR station. That's for sure. Someone would get fired for this. We are getting a lot of phone calls. That's the good news, but they're just coming into the wrong line. This is what we, I guess, have to ask people to do until we start taking phone calls here. If you get a busy signal, and, you know, it's a great way to hear a busy signal. When's the last time you heard one of those? If you get a busy signal, just hang up and call again until the busy signal goes away. I guess it makes things easier for the people in the pledge room because they don't have more phone calls than they can handle. But it is kind of inconvenient because I think we have something like six lines that should be ringing and for some reason are not. 631-632-6901. As we mentioned, we have a matching fund. And what that means is for every dollar you pledge to the radio station, we will match it here at Off the Wall. That's an offer that's good between 6 and 7 p.m. tonight. So if you hear this afterwards and you still want to call in and pledge, by all means, do so. Or go to our website, wusb.fm. You can pledge there as well. But the matching fund will not apply. The matching fund only applies between 6 and 7 and only up until $500 because we don't want to break our own bank here. 631-632-6901. Kyle has been gone for an awfully long time. I'm not sure what's going on in the pledge room. And I can't see because we don't have windows in this room. So I don't know what's going on. I do see phones ringing, though, in all different places. So that's got to be a good thing, right? 631-632-6901. We haven't gotten a chance to even talk about things that are going on in the world, and certainly there are a lot of things happening that we want to spend time discussing as well. But none of that would be possible if we didn't have a radio station to do this. So that's why it's important that we get some phone calls coming in so that we can continue doing the kinds of things that we do here every week. Now, Kyle is back and has some intelligence to share with us. Kyle, what did he learn?
Well, I don't know how intelligent it is, but I did relay the message, and he's clear. He understands that that's what we're facing. I told him we were experimenting, and because it was a little, I don't know, you might have been a little defensive, and I said, look, it wasn't that I was coming in here. You're doing a great job. You know,
don't question Finn.
Yeah, volunteers one thing, but Finn is an entirely, he's on our side.
You did knock first before you went in, right? You didn't just burst in the door.
You didn't tell me
Well, I thought that was assumed. I didn't think I had to explain that.
Okay. Yeah, so there might be some things we have to answer
have
for.
To patch this up now. Okay, well, so I think we've got that clear. Get a busy signal. Just call again. and please pledge whatever you can afford. And let's try and get to that fanciful number. Yeah, it is a fanciful number because our goals are so low compared to other places where we raise funds. They really are so low. And that means that if we make them, it means so much more. It really does. That means one person can call in with a generous pledge and meet the quota for the entire day for this station. That's the power that you have. And I know there are people who call other radio stations and pledge fantastic amounts. Well, this is a fantastic radio station. This is an amazing place. This is the kind of place that inspires so many people to do other things and to expand their horizons and learn. And so many listeners have benefited over the years, so many staff people, so many students, so many community members. If you give back to that effort, it strengthens us and allows us to reach out to even more people in the future and to remain here for the foreseeable future. The fact that we're in the location we are in right now is fantastic. It's something that we've been striving for a very long time, and it feels great to actually succeed and do something like that. But we need to continue. We need to continue building and expanding because there is so much to say, so much to do, especially in these troubled times. 631-632-6901. We're still working on communication between the various rooms in this place to figure out exactly what's going on. But what we do know right now is that one call at a time can be taken. If another person calls in and you get a busy signal, other people out there might not know what a busy signal sounds like. Well, it's not a ring. You'll know. If you get that signal, please call back. Maybe not right away. Wait a minute or so. Call back then, and hopefully the phone calls will go. Look at this. Look at all these phone calls that are coming through. These are people that are tripping over onto our phone line here. And unfortunately, we can't take a pledge on the air. You wouldn't want us to ask for your credit card over the air. No. So we're seeing three calls that are coming in now, which means people are calling in, and that's great. Unfortunately, we can't take the pledge because they're tripping over to the wrong lines.
At least we can encourage them. We know this is information, and we're happy that you're enthusiastic. Keep trying.
Yes. 631-632-6901. There's one person who's still ringing the phone line. Okay, they just hung up. We'll let you know. How about this? We'll let you know. Yeah, there's another person that is now ringing. You apparently tripped over from 632-6901. Now there are two. Yeah, okay. It could go on and on. And unfortunately, I would send you in there, Kyle, to take a phone call, but only one phone can ring at once, apparently, so you wouldn't be doing any good.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other phones in there that I can use.
All right. So let's give Finn some time to catch up, and hopefully we'll be able to take all the phone calls we're getting, because there are quite a few going in. I'm gratified by that. I really am. I just hope you guys don't give up and you keep trying. We'll keep the matching fund open for as long as it takes to get those phone calls to come in so that we have as much of a chance as possible to make the maximum amount. 631-632-6901. Okay, so now what I'd like to do, I'd like to try to get into delay. This is where things could really sound messy if you don't think they sounded messy enough already. Now, we've never done delay before in this new studio, I'm probably going to make a mistake. I'm probably going to do something wrong. But this studio is a lot more modern than what we had before. That means that there's more options, there's more buttons, and there are so many more ways I can mess up. So I'm going to need your help here, Kyle, to get me through this and to give me the confidence that I need. Now, I know delay is going to be coming up on this channel here, and the phone is going to be in that channel there, and I'm going to want to play something on the cart machine here, and then I'm going to want to switch myself into another channel so that I come up in delay properly. And then I want to switch my headphones so that I'm monitoring the right channel. And then we'll see what happens. Are you ready for this, Kyle?
Yeah, don't forget me.
I'm not going to forget you. In fact, I'm going to turn you down right now so that I don't accidentally put you in the future, which I've done before.
Okay.
It's very embarrassing. So I'm going to put you over there and take you out of that. And then what I'm going to do is play an announcement. It's actually an ID. It's actually a very entertaining ID, and I hope people enjoy it. And then I'm going to come back in the other channel, and hopefully we'll be able to hear everything in the right place. Fingers crossed, people.
Hey, this is Terry Adams from NRBQ, and you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. How you doing, Norm?
But the real question is, do I hear myself in the future as well? I'm going to hit this button now, and we should be able to hear two of me. No, we can't press two at the same time. Okay, so I'm going to... I don't hear anything. Let's bring that up a little bit more. That's... I said it would be messy. You know what? Okay. I didn't hit the button on the delay machine that I'm supposed to hit.
I was gonna.
I'm sorry. Wait. Let's bring you up. You're in the past.
I was gonna say, maybe did we forget a patch cable or something?
Actually.
But, okay. Yeah. You're right. The delay button does need to be pressed.
I'm not sure why. Why we're hearing? Oh, because. Okay, when you don't hit the button on the delay machine works as a live machine. So even though we're in the other channel, we're still coming out over the delay machine, but we're just not coming over in delay.
So as soon as you press that button, it will be...
I'm going to play the ID again. I don't know what happened. We might have talked at the same time. That's probably what happened. I'm sorry, folks. Like I said, it's going to be messy. I'm going to hit the... play the ID again. I don't know what happened. We might have talked at the same time. That's probably what happened. I'm sorry, folks. Like I said, it's going to be messy. I'm going to hit the bypass button. You got to hit the bypass button. If you don't hit that, I don't know what it does.
You're listening to the Build Your Own Radio Station show.
So many buttons, too many buttons.
Here on WUSB Stony Brook.
All right, so I'm going to hit that, and I'm going to put this over here. That's going to be over there. We're going to put ourselves in the past. Okay, I think I've got it now. Actually, not pressing that button is actually good because I'm already in the right channel, and all I have to do now is press the... Wait a minute. Are we in delay or not? Yeah. We're actually already in delay. I don't know how that sounded, but we are already in delay.
We'll have to go back and listen to the actual transition to figure out what happened.
It's not going to sound good at all.
It's going to be terrible.
Okay. All right, but the good news is that we did make it into delay. Not happy with those levels, though. I got to tell you, those levels are terrible. They're really low. Look how...
Is there a big difference between the two?
I could...
Yeah, you're right. It's way low.
Yeah, over here on the left, those are the audition.
That's like 10 levels. dB, right?
Yeah, but we're pegged. We're pegged on everything.
Barely.
All right, so now we're learning that we need to boost those levels a little bit on the delay machine somehow. But it also means that now, for the first time, we can take phone calls.
Okay.
So we're going to give out the on-air line. And I should warn you, the on-air line is the line that people are tripping over to if they call the pledge line. So now there's a slight chance that if you call to pledge and you bounce over to us... Actually, how would they be bouncing over to us if they're getting a busy signal? Then they're not bouncing over to us. You know what? We're giving out the phone number. You can tell us what you get, listeners, when you call up. And because we're kind of isolated here in this little room. 631-632-WUSB is the on-air line. That's right.
We promise that we'll never be like this again.
Probably not, no. I mean, I'm getting better at this.
No, you
I learned so much in the last few minutes. And hopefully we have a lot of patient listeners that stuck with us throughout
and
this.
Most of what's happening is predictable or stuff that we can anticipate.
Uh-huh.
We're not, except for that, the call's going over and the delay doing what it's supposed to do in the current configuration.
I just wish those levels were better, you know? Frank came in here last week and told me that I was low. I wasn't low either because I listened to the show later.
No, I bet he could just adjust it and by right now, 5 dB or 10 dB and it'd be great.
Can, you know, with the screwdriver, we can probably make these meters go higher. But I don't think that solves the problem.
No, I don't think that's where we need to...
Hey, we have a phone call.
Oh, let's take it.
This is exciting. Good evening. You're our first phone call. Can you speak with your voice? Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Can you hear us now? Hello. Okay. Yes, that's the other thing. There's another button here that allows you to hear me, and you couldn't hear me before, but you can hear me now, right? Is he not hearing me?
Hello.
Can you hear us? Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, now I pressed the right button. I'm sorry. Can you hear us now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, I pressed the button for your channel, not for my channel. Okay, so now you can hear me, but you can't hear Kyle, even though I can hear Kyle.
That's like extra steps.
Okay, but now I'm going to press the button and you can hear Kyle. Kyle, say something now.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Kyle.
Okay.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Wow. Thank you for helping us test out this board for the first time, taking phone calls.
No problem.
Where are you calling from?
No problem.
Holland.
I'm calling from the Netherlands.
How did you know that, Kyle?
I can tell.
I don't know. You can tell? You can tell by the sound of the connection? You can tell by the accent?
Just let him talk.
All right.
It's probably from the accent, probably.
No, wasn't that. No, never.
You know, there are Dutchmen who travel to various parts of the country, of the world, and they could be anywhere. You don't know they're in the Netherlands.
You're right.
That's rather ethnocentric or something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So,
no, but I am actually in the Netherlands right now.
Really?
It's 12:45.
Can I just say congratulations on your election because you kind of gave us faith in humanity?
I'm very glad to have done that. Yeah, I actually tried to get the Pirate Party to be in our government as well, but sadly that failed. I tried my best, but...
The important thing is you kept the Nazis out, at least for now. And you know, the way it works, though, even if that guy had gotten a lot more votes, he still wouldn't have had a coalition. He wouldn't have had enough power. I'm not sure if you're the Dutch listener who wrote to us saying that you weren't worried about it.
I was.
Can you explain, though, why you weren't worried? Because I don't have that letter in front of me. And it was a very good explanation as to how your system works.
Well, the way our system works is you really every vote counts. It's not a first past the post system where we have here. Every vote really counts, and therefore you always get a coalition. And the way the Geert Wilders party is identifying itself with statements in the media, he's making himself impossible to rule with because he makes some things very important for him. And that the other parties don't agree with. So, yeah, he can always say in the media, well, they are excluding me, but he's excluding himself through his own statements like that. And in order to become a ruling party here, he would have to get 51% of the votes. And that's simply not possible in our system.
Wow. Okay. Our system obviously doesn't work in quite the same way. But
would you say it's because he's like hard line? I'm trying to think of phrases and ways to characterize it. It's because he won't budge. Is what you're saying that then makes him ineligible because he must budge to actually work in the system and with the many other coalitions in the Netherlands. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's one thing. Yeah, he won't budge on certain things that he said in the media. For instance, a few years ago, when he was actually running for municipality control during elections, he was saying that we want to get rid of all Moroccan people in the nation, and that's of course an impossible feat.
It's very practically speaking, most other parties and rational people involved would say, you will never have consensus on this idea.
So even if he had been the majority, winning the majority of the votes, he would need to form a coalition with other parties, And the way he was positioning himself, he was saying, well, I want this. This is a break point for me. I won't budge on this issue. And all the other parties were saying, well, sorry, but we can't rule with that. So they formed a coalition with other parties that formed a majority, and he would then be in opposition. And, of course, he could do stuff like that. He could still try to upset rulings and stuff like that, but they can just ignore him in certain cases because they already have a majority other ways.
You know, we try to ignore our version of that, and it's so hard to, I mean, while we're on the air, he's tweeting, and it's hard to ignore that. It's hard to ignore the buffoonery and the things that are being said. It's hard to ignore the attempts to derail things. It's also hard to ignore the victories. Like, you know, healthcare has been saved. Thank you, Republicans, for saving healthcare in this country through your stupidity. You know, it's the whole Russian thing and the scandals and people doing stupid things and contradicting themselves. How do you ignore that? You just can't. But, you know, we're kind of the laughingstock of the world right now. But at least the agenda isn't really being advanced as quickly as these people want it to be. We just need to keep our guard up and continue fighting this. It is working. There is no question about it. It is definitely working, but we can't run out of energy.
No, you have to keep fighting. The next 4 years will be very important for you.
Yes, absolutely. I want to thank you for your call. I would also like to ask you to participate in an experiment because I'm going to hit the telephone button on the phone line. I'm curious if you hear a difference when I do that, either when you speak or when I speak. I'm going to hit it right now and tell me if you hear any difference or if you, when you speak, you hear anything different.
I don't hear anything different on my end.
Okay.
Except that I do hear myself now.
You hear yourself now. Okay. And I'm going to unpress the button and now you should not hear yourself.
And that's that. Yes, indeed. Now I don't hear myself.
So can you tell me which is better?
This is actually, for me, this is better because there's a slight delay.
Ah.
And it's confusing.
Okay, so we know now not to hit that button on the phone's channel so that callers won't hear a delay if they're calling on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, we're getting another phone call coming in. I want to thank you again for educating us on this and for experimenting and all that.
Okay, well, have a good evening.
All right, take care.
Yeah, that was so interesting. I'm really...
Hello?
Yes, we have another call.
Oh, great. Yes, more callers.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was trying for the pledge line, actually.
Oh, did you bounce over?
Yes.
I guess so.
Okay, so we are having we're having some bounces.
Difficulty.
Well, I want to thank you for calling to pledge. I'm sorry you made it to us instead. We're these are growing pains at the new facility,
right.
And we're learning. But is there anything you wanted to say on the air, or would you just rather get back to dialing?
No, I'm not prepared.
Okay. Well, then 631-632-6901, that's the number you called, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck.
I've been calling that for years now. So that's the same number. And,
many of us have.
Tried
many of us
true.
Have.
Yes, it works.
All right. Thank you again. And good luck getting through the second time or third time.
All right.
However many times.
It works almost too well.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we shouldn't take phone calls while we're taking pledges since there's just confusion right now. And that's fine because it gives us a chance to come out of delay and screw that up, which... I'm sure I can do. Why don't you fill
so
some
the,
time while
the,
I'm doing that?
The previous
that.
Caller, though, from Holland, made some interesting points that we saw, and you started to talk about in relation to the healthcare stuff this week. He mentioned coalitions forming their own sort of alliances, which would keep Wilders from having consensus and being able to have a lot of support. We saw a very similar thing with something called the Freedom Caucus this week.
Actually, can I interrupt you? Because I figured out how to get out of delay. I want to do it because our levels will be much better when we get out of delay.
Is
we're
that what it's
so
called? Freedom Caucus? Yeah, go ahead.
They're
right.
So low right now. I'm sorry, folks. We're so low, but in a moment, we're going to be a lot louder. Like this. You see how much better that is?
Yes.
Yeah, much, much better. But
so
and also
clear.
How smooth that was.
Very smooth.
Well, except for the level difference, but like this.
See
how much better that is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, much, much better.
I left, so
also, I left delay on.
Very smooth.
Well, except for the level
difference.
Okay.
I think there's more buttons.
I don't know what I did wrong this time.
I think there's more buttons.
Oh, I see. Yeah, delay is still on, and we're going to keep going through.
I think there's more buttons.
Forever.
I think there's more
buttons. Stop saying the same thing over and over again. If you do that,
I think there's more buttons.
It's going to.
We're going to keep going through.
But I think there's more. You don't have to keep saying the same sentence because we're going to repeat anyway.
I think there's more buttons.
Stop it.
I think there's more buttons. I think there's more buttons.
Stop. 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 You don't have to keep saying the same sentence because we're going to repeat anyway.
I think there's more buttons.
Stop it.
I think there's more buttons. I think there's more.
Stop. 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 All right. Wow. Okay. We disappeared somehow, and we're back live with the delay turned down. This is fun. This is lots and lots of fun, but I'm turning it off now. No more fun. Our phone number, folks, 631-632-6901. That's the only number we're giving out right now. And if you bounce over here, we're going to tell you that you're ringing the wrong line. Please call back. We're going to figure out what's going on with these phones. Sometimes people get busy. Sometimes they wind up in the wrong place. And sometimes they get through. And it's for that third possibility where you get through that makes it all worthwhile. Again, any pledge is welcome. $10, $20, $100, $500. And if you pledge any amount and the total comes up to $500, we are going to match that. We'll match anything up until $500. So we have the potential, folks, the potential to make $1,000. And that's double what our goal for a day is.
And that money goes directly to operating costs. It goes directly to staff members, our engineering people that are critical to getting bills paid, to keeping climate control in various utility cabinets and batteries charged, and all the nuts and bolts and details that allow us to speak to you now and allow us to put you on the airwaves. That's all made possible by your contributions. That's what community radio is all about. And you've got yourself a really fantastic community radio station here.
You sure do. You sure do. And you add the campus into the mix with all the resources.
And
all
the culture.
All the amazing culture.
Music.
And diversity. And you know, 24 hours isn't enough for us to just present it all.
Well, we'll be the first radio station in a different solar system. You know, we'll have 46-hour long days, and that will be our, our next big milestone.
That's a great idea. If you're on a different planet but it has longer days, you can broadcast more. I didn't think of that. Wow, of course. That makes perfect sense.
Where do you think reruns go?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's something. 631-632-6901. Anything else that we should mention?
Because I don't know. I've got all these half thoughts that I never got to finish. But
yeah.
Time flies. It does.
Well, this is important. The fundraising is essential to keep the radio station going and provide the hour that we have every week of Off the Wall that we've had since 2003.
I don't know. I have an update on the rhino horn situation.
Okay.
Apparently, a zoo in Poland preemptively cut down some rhino horns they had because of the attack in Paris we reported a couple weeks ago, a 4-year-old rhino.
Some people broke into a zoo in Paris and they cut off the noses of rhinos. Did they kill the rhinos or just cut off the noses?
It's horrible. They murdered the rhinos and then removed the horns.
Which you don't have to do if you're removing the horns. You can just remove the horns.
Not if you're in a hurry and you're an idiot vandal poacher. So,
wow.
A zoo in Poland preemptively cut down, did some proper trimming of their rhinos to avoid this as being an alluring underground sort of. They don't want to get their rhinos broken in on and hurt in any way. So yeah, they preemptively got rid of this enticement. They don't want to tempt people.
Okay, so what if we just make possession of rhino horns a felony? You know,
it should be.
I mean, the only way you could have this is if you took it from a rhino.
Look, it's
and too many people who take it from rhinos kill the rhinos, and rhinos are endangered.
It's really silly.
And they serve no purpose.
Look, in the grand scheme of things, like, we are doing so much to reduce habitat. Habitat loss is the biggest problem. To say nothing of, like, other beings' habitat. Human habitat is being reduced. And we're encroaching on other species. And we don't need to commodify those species while we're destroying habitat. It's the complete antithesis of what the natural order and our environment actually needs right now.
And you're picking the Trump era to make this statement.
Somebody's got to say it.
Well,
I mean,
everybody has to say it. You're right about that.
We just stop caring about everything. But I mean, climate change itself isn't going to go away, really. All of these issues don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting that these coalitions, bring it back around, they're able to show those in power, hey, guess what? You don't have a mandate. You don't have consensus. You don't have 51%. And us politicians, yeah, we might have been thought of as a constituent or someone you could manipulate, but we're actually part of this other club, and there's all these other attributes of politics and the way our systems work that I think will be learning experiences for some of these cavalier entrants into the executive branch. They're learning, and it is on us to teach them.
Well said. Well said. And actually, the Trump era is the perfect time to do that, because you will be emboldened by the number of people who express similar sentiments and feel empowered by coming together and speaking loudly and changing our course.
And every cool thing I've ever been involved with or accomplished, it has been something that someone has told me along the way, that won't work, it's not worth doing. Maybe they joked, but we need to be active and out there in spite of the inertia or lack thereof in the administration. It's going to be there. They'll have their little circus. But we need to be continuing and pushing forward.
All right.
So stay listening. And thanks for contributing to this show and WSB.
Seriously, if all the people who called in tonight make it to the pledge line, we will have done fantastically tonight. 631-632-6901. Please continue calling that number. And somebody, maybe even us, we'll pick up the phone at some point and take your pledge, we promise. And that pledge will be doubled, and we will make this place stronger and more resilient and more relevant than ever. Write to us, otw@2600.com. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll be back again next week. Stay tuned for Finn's Revolution here on WUSB. Good night, Kyle.
Good night, E.